What is this shift?
All right, y'all ready?
That over. Y'all ready for this? Dun, 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 dun. Are you ready?
All right, here we go. Welcome, shifties. Welcome to Shift Hit the Fan.
Yes.
Shift Hit the Fan.
We came in showing our cards already.
Oh, yeah. We're just sitting there holding them, aren't we?
Yeah, we're just Shift Hit the Fan. Here it is. Right?
The podcasters don't know.
This is the shit that just hit the fan. And it is a big shift.
It is. It's a shift of a lot of shift. Big
so
pile of shift.
Big pile of shift we've been sitting, holding on to for forever. Seems like an eternity. All this constipation. You finally let that shift out.
Sure is with him. Sure is with mine.
Yeah.
All right. So for those who are not watching the video, we have the Four of Swords, the Lovers, and the Nine of Thunders from, what was this, the Gentle Tarot deck.
Oh, yeah. Gentle Tarot, the Marsh Smith Twitchy Witch deck. And yours is
the Mythic Tarot.
They're all, well, I guess Four of Swords is not too unique. The Lovers and the Nine of Thunders is pretty unique, though.
That tripped us up for a little while. Staying here. What's going on with the Lovers? There's too many people in there.
Yeah. It's an orgy instead.
A polyamorous relationship. Yeah.
All right. Who's going to go first with their interpretation?
Let Solma take the floor first.
All right. Well, I kind of feel like this card is more like the outcome of the other. Well, not just the other two. The culmination of the three as an easy pictorial. I'm going to also address the picture, like you just said, that not everybody sees the picture. This looks almost like a cartoonish representation, but it has a big, gorgeous field and four people. And that surprised me. So it seems like a party. There is one of the lovers that we figured out with his back to the others. And so he's standing in front of his lover. And she's naked, but has a band covering her, wrapped around her with the chalice. She's got long black hair. Next to her is a warrioress with her sword. So we've talked about her being the person giving her away, but also guarding her. And the fourth person looks like a regal queen dressed in purple, holding the earth in her hand. Also wearing the crown. And so very much is represented the feminine, the masculine, all four of the elements represented in the tarot, with the wand and the sword and the what was the other one?
And the pentacles.
The pentacles, that's right. Yes. And the chalice or cups. So it looks like celebration. He's bringing the gift of an apple, which is for a moment made me think of Adam and Eve, which once again, I'm just really seeing four is also a balance number. And that's what I keep seeing in each of these cards, because masculine and feminine is represented. And then in Aida's card ends up having only masculine representation with the swords every which way. And Elias's card has only feminine representation, as far as I can see, no straight lines whatsoever. So we're at a time of balance. Yeah, that's what I get overall. Yes.
By Aida, she means Avra.
Ah, yes, I do. No wonder she laughed. And one of these times I'll get the message. I'll practice next time.
It's funny. No, it's not funny. What I just noticed as you were describing your card, I noticed that the masculine is not looking at us, and it's almost like if it's ready to turn its back on this situation right here.
Oh, cool.
And the feminine in Elias's card is facing her as well. So it's the Eve or the feminine in the water, the receiving, the cup. Everybody's facing her in this. This dude is, meditative, lying there like me right now in the dark. I only turn my light on for y'all so you can see me. But I don't like it. And normally, I'm in this space, and because I've been in this space for so long, and I've been using this space mostly constructively, and now there's this, I get to come out from the darkness. I get to start moving towards and seeing what's been hidden in that, in the shadows. Like I said, the moon tells us what's hiding in the shadows. It's shining a light on what's been, and because you can see it, you can emerge from it. But I love the way that the nine is actually wrapped around like a dress, like the rest of the cosmos, the void, the darkness that everything comes from, the empty that everything comes from. I think of the Sophia womb, that they describe that, things are birthed from that emptiness, the dark.
Yes.
But why I like that it's wrapped around her is because recently I had this experience, during one of our meditations. I think Elias guided us through it, where we were interacting with our shadow, our monsters, and seeing what they were saying. And I was surprised to hear that they were like cheering me on. They were holding me, they were boosting me up. And I just thought of that right now, talking. And I was thinking again what else I could see from this. So it's like even being hugged by the darkness, is what it reminds me of. Because that the thunder, you can see the lightning in that, the sky, the stars in that dress, burn
Yes.
wrapping.
And
That's
look, her leg is poking out because she's stepping forward.
yeah, it's like she's being lifted up by them, by because if you send love, if you're not demonizing the shadow and making it wrong and trying to avoid it, suppress it, it's gonna boost you. It's gonna be your best friend, your biggest ally. It's gonna boost you up toward
Yes.
hiding in there. It's gonna, yeah, be your biggest ally. And it's interesting that all that just came to me. All the chakras aligned, and like I said, the three in the middle are the ones that are hurting me right now, and maybe that's pointing to the shift that I'm, because I'm in this meditation, in this constructive use of my lying down in the dark room time. That's what's coming, the lovers, the union, the community, all that good stuff that I've been keeping my faith in.
Yeah, you're reminding me too. A quote that I saw today is like, we're going through the soul trauma, which is a darkness, and always come out with the wisdom of having gone through it. So that's part of that rebirthing you're talking about. Yeah.
I love that aspect of going into, I mean, so many of my meditations have just gone into that darkness, that blank space. And then from little to nothing, I can create an entirely different world.
Yes.
It's a beautiful experience.
I'll link, it's already posted in our channel, but I'll link that meditation in there,
Okay.
in the description too, the one that Guy, Elias guided us.
All right. So my story that I get from this is kind of a little bit different. It's kind of evolved as you guys have been talking. But this Four of Swords is, the way I see this is this pressure, this kind of worldly, but also inner looming pressure. The pressure that comes from the culture that we're surrounded by, the society that we're surrounded by, whether that's our family, our leaders, whatever it is. This is these concepts and ideas that we grasp onto in our head that we have as expectations or things that we should do in life or whatever it is. And so for me, that's, gaining an education and having a spouse and getting a job and having kids and having a house and all of these things that I took on to myself to fulfill. And so I see that then for me, I fulfilled it perfectly. And for this lover's card, that with all of the elements there and this binding of the lovers, that I kind of see this like almost this marriage. Like I felt like I had all these concepts, these old concepts bound into what I was creating. And I fulfilled it perfectly. Like I had all of those different things. But then I still think back to this Four of Swords kind of coming back in and this kind of this danger looming over me. Like there's something, there's this threat that's looming over me, and I don't know what it is. And I think it was the threat of my own purpose, my own path that I was taking, not realizing that I wasn't really aligned with both my masculine and feminine side. I created the masculine structure of life, but I never had, or I had pushed away that feminine emotional side for such a long time. And so what I see with this Nine of Thunders is this kind of this rebirth, this chaos that's happening in the darkness, the lightning that's happening, this fragmentation, this breaking apart, creating the shadow. And that's what I witnessed, and I'm still kind of witnessing this breaking apart of that structure that I had so perfectly created. And then coming out of that darkness and looking onto the other side, looking to the feminine moon, seeing this spectrum of colors, seeing that things aren't just black and white. It's not good, just good and evil. There's so much more to life than that picture I had created. And just getting to see the flow of energy, the flow of the wind, and just looking for that.
Oh, did he freeze?
The
Yeah.
light of the
Oh,
moonlight
briefly.
in the day I've started to look for it as I've kind of emerged through my own story. Did I freeze?
He froze for a second.
Yeah, just for a little bit. And you're also reminding me too, the different quote that came up this morning was, because you mentioned the hidden, and I've been actually looking at nothing hidden. And because there's always something hidden. And I was looking at what is it that I'm hiding and not being fully authentic. And what came out of it was the neurodiversity of like being on the spectrum and what I went through in that discovery that I, has just opened up over a long, long time. But to full on call it autism was actually very powerful. And it reminded me of the quote of our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. And that's just the beginning of that quote. I'm not going to, that's a very long one from Marianne Williamson. And that's our gifts are what we end up hiding from ourselves, from each other. Yeah. And so that's what you reminded me of, Elias, since you were talking about having to deal with all of that and come out of the restrictions that were there originally. And I just have to say, it's interesting. So I also say that I think you're a very great representation of a man with a balance of feminine. So you may have had it all along and it might have been a blind spot for you. But then again, you might have just powered through and gone, which is about when we met you. Yeah. So.
When you said what's hidden, nothing's hidden, that I thought of the golden sword down here, because
Yes, that's what I thought of earlier. Yes.
yeah, I forgot to mention
That's what
that
reminded me of it.
it's
Yeah.
hidden behind, under the shadow, all that. It is
It's powerful. It's bigger
yeah.
than the rest of the swords.
And another thing that I thought of is, with Elias's perspective, is the danger looming over him. But I see these as actually on hanging on a wall. So if they were to fall down, they'd fall onto the ground,
Awesome.
perspective. So they would never hurt me.
Wow. Oh, that's such a gift to see that. It's
That
awesome.
creates two different perspectives for me. Like, if they're on the wall, but in our, I froze. I'm back. Am I back?
Yep. Yes. You're back.
Everything froze.
Yep.
Okay. So the way that I see this is that if it's on the wall, but the way that we have this perspective is that it looks almost like it's hanging over him.
Exactly.
And it's kind of this fictitious danger that we have in our, that we can create in our mind of
Yes.
what's happening to us, but really it's just going to fall down. But then this other perspective that I saw was that
True.
if these fall and they fall on us, they create these pierce points, this place where energy can come out. Or a lot of times what I'm working with the sticks, like the stick work that I do, the massage stuff, I'm using that acupressure with fairly sharp sticks and releasing the tension and the stress that's being held in this one point. And so that a lot of times alleviates someone's inner tension that they're holding inside of themselves. And so even when and if they do fall, it might be painful, but then we feel that relief afterwards because we've been relieved from the darkness or the shadow that we've created in the past, and we can see things more clearly. But going back to this idea of the shadow of things that are hidden, I did a hidden energy thing, which I know we don't do hidden energy cards because it's too many cards to look at.
Oh,
But
but
I just
today.
had to go look, and this nine of wands. We have a cat hiding in behind
Wow. A black
the
cat. I go
wands.
wow.
Yeah, they're
Somebody said
hiding in the
meow.
wheat. It's hiding in the wheat.
Sure is.
And I
Wow.
think that is such a beauty. We're not doing a whole bunch of them.
Good, I didn't do
I
it. And
knew
more
you.
swords.
I
More
knew you
swords.
wouldn't be able to resist.
What's that?
But I just love this part that there's like a cat kind of with its sly wisdom is creeping in the background and hiding in behind the shadows in the darkness. And I think there's a wisdom in the shadow. There's a wisdom in the things that we're holding on to, and in wisdom, even in the weeds, the things that are entangled in our lives.
That we put
And
ourselves in the weeds so many times. Exactly.
That's the
That's
benefit
cool.
of not rejecting your shadow too.
Exactly. And that's something I had just one of the people that I follow, he had just sent out a newsletter today talking about when you don't reject your shadow, when you don't reject these fears that you have in your life, and you start to say, oh, hey, I see what you're doing. I see that you are serving me in this way. And you just start to shift that perspective of, oh, hey, thanks for telling me that. You know, now I see that there's more going on here. Thanks for telling me that there's this unknown in my life. And just creating that shift that a fear isn't necessarily a negative as much as it's just shining light on something that we don't know yet, and we're anxious about how's that going to be fulfilled.
And we can just look for the gift of it. Also in that card, when you look at the moon, there's the other that's like we saw it that way
This
Sunday
one.
night. And it's like the Cheshire Cat smile from Alice in Wonderland. It's exactly how it looked Sunday. How current.
Ever, I didn't mean to reject your hidden energy. If you feel inspired to look at your hidden energy, you
Like,
can do
oh, we're
so.
showing our
Yeah.
hidden, huh? Yeah, that's too many cards because I just got another sword. Like I said, I got the page.
Just one more. Just more
I just
room.
was curious.
Guess
When
what?
you were talking about the hidden energy, I was like, oh, mine is. And then it just, it's the hidden.
I had looked at it before.
I thought of it right
But I was
away
like, nope,
whenever we
not
were talking.
today.
Oh. Well, I went with the nope, not today. I
My
guess because
hidden
I've been looking at it. I've been looking at the hidden energy, so I already knew what it was.
sword ended up in Selma's card anyways.
The Page of Swords is right there.
Right? Exactly. And actually, that was that one that I kept pulling a few weeks ago. Just the Page of Sword. Yeah. She looked pretty familiar.
Cool.
Yeah. All
So
right.
get creative, get familiar with your shadow, and love
I, it's uncover the creative when you get rid of it. It's already there. The creativity is already there.
yeah. And I think going back to your comment earlier of myself, of like the suppression of the femininity of that creative side of me, that it was there and I was finding it when I would find, like, I would find myself in the woods or in those quiet places. Like, I'd find that part of me, but there was so much of it that, like, now looking at what I can do now and how I trust my own intuition and how I get creative and how I just trust the creativity to do art or writing or whatever it is, like, it was there the whole time. I just wasn't fully accepting it and or trusting it. Really, it's the trust more than anything, because trusting that chaotic, creative, destructive force is it's a hard thing to do. But
We think of it as
do it.
hard. It isn't actually hard, but it occurs as if it is in the moment. Yeah.
Well, and if you're so focused on the masculine, the structure, the
That's correct.
plan, the organization all the time, then that chaotic energy can be something that's pretty scary.
Yeah.
And there's
Scary
a
stuff.
balance. Like, we can have that balance. We not neither one is wrong, but I think if there's an out of
Need
balance
both.
aspect of it, then it's just we get out of balance.
Yeah.
It's easy so when you're used to, having emotions and all that stuff, but that's one of the things that Elias and I bonded on. It's isn't, that I was having trouble, like, connecting with my emotions, and I think so he was too at the time, like, trying to learn how to be more vulnerable and all that. And when you're not used to it, it's pretty terrifying.
Okay. I guess I wasn't terrified about it, but even though being an emotional person didn't mean that it wasn't tough to control that. I just thought there wasn't any control of it at all. So I guess that's what made it seem not tough. I mean, not hard. Also, before it was a contrast. It was like I was numb. So, in a sense, I wasn't feeling everything. And yet, my emotions were sensing it all and going and expressing it. Guess that's how I got here. I made it this far.
I have to stop looking at my cards because I drew the unseen was right underneath the hidden energy is the unseen, the creative side, the things you don't look at until you just trust that unknown place.
Look how
I love
bright
that
and
it looks
beautiful
like,
it is.
yeah, but I
Yeah.
love that it looks like a little monster hand and all that.
It
Like that's what's hidden in the shadows.
and the flower has wings and is flying.
Yeah.
All the
Just
magical, funky
completely.
stuff.
Yes.
And
It's
that's what
so
you
cute.
get. It's actually cute in there. No more
Feathers,
cards for
feathers
me.
instead of leaves.
Yeah,
Oh, wow.
no more.
All right. That's what we got,
Okay.
shifties, for you.
Yeah.
We love y'all. Y'all are amazingly creative, and hopefully you know that. And if you don't know it, then go experiment with it.
Yeah, love your monsters a little bit more so you know
Go explore, go discover, go uncover. That part of you.
and
Oh, love the other ones.
Let the shift hit the fan. Let the shift hit the fan.